Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, with a mouthful of candy. Sitting next to me is Martin Dimitrov, who you saw on Shark Tank, ABC Shark Tank. I left out one of the sharks. I can't believe this. Lori also invested in this deal with Mark Cuban and Alex Rodriguez, 30% for, what, $150,000?
Yeah.
How old are you?
19. I just turned 19 in August.
And you have to shave, which is cute.
I forgot. It's been so
peach
busy.
Fuzz. It's amazing. Well, I'll tell you what. Next time I see you, probably have gray hairs. So you'll move quickly.
Yeah, they're coming in.
So before we get into, I'm going to take the whole rest of the show with you because I think it's just going to be a fun travel through, like, one, how you did this, how you built the product. Which thank you very much for giving me the product. I am going to introduce to everybody that, like, Strive Gym, where I work out, I think would absolutely love this. The Chicago Cubs, if you're listening. You also probably need this in all your gyms and everybody else for that matter. but that's not the only application. So I want to talk to you a little bit more, as you talked about on the show, with Shark Tank, mm-hmm. with what other applications are. And then I want to talk to you a little bit about the Shark Tank process, because we've had, I want to say you're probably like the sixth or seventh Shark Tank person I've had on here, and third that has Cuban. And it's always interesting, the experiences, because there's like some commonality. You know, still negotiating the deal to finalize, yada, yada, yada. And I'm sure there are things you can't talk about because of that. But some experiences have been really, really good. And some experiences have been kind of like, thought maybe I'd get more one-on-one time with them, or I thought there'd be more of an immediate impact or whatever, and it wasn't there. And then obviously other ones whose websites just blow up, which I'm excited to find out if yours did. So why don't we start with you yourself as an entrepreneur. You just turned 19. You still have to shave once every probably week or two. Tell me a little bit about where this product came from and how you got from not having anything in your hand and using those awful metal clips like the rest of us all use, or the worst ones, of like the heavy metal ones you have to screw in, which is just like,
terrible.
Absolutely awful. How you got from this idea down to actually manufacturing a product, which is this cool. Cause the product, if in case you're by a computer, you can go to, well, first off, go to snapclips.com, but also you can go to wgnradio.com and hit the watch button at the upper left hand corner and actually see this product. And dude, you're jacked. Is that you in this?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Hey, you know, nice work. At any rate, tell me a little bit more about how you got from this idea to building a product that is this cool.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Of course.
And it was something that started in a high school class. So we had an entrepreneurship class my junior year of high school. Funny thing is, I actually almost didn't take it. I almost dropped the class the summer before.
Because, and you got a shout out. What high school?
Wheeling High School.
Wheeling High School.
Yeah. So I was going into it thinking that it was just like another class. You know, you make like t-shirts, you sell them at lunch. And it's like, I don't really want to do that. I want to do something more. And then I found out that it was actually a new course by like incubator.edu. That's like the company that founded it. And so I was excited about that. And how the whole idea came to be was our teacher, Mr. Critic, shout out to him. He had actually Mr. Scoggins as well. He had
don't leave anybody back. Don't leave anyone out.
He had tasked me to come up with 10 problems that I had every day. So I had gym class right after that, and I was using those weight collars. You know, you got to squeeze them, and they're rusty and all beat up. They don't even go on the bar half the time. And I just hated using those. So I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this. And then the idea of the slap bracelets that I used to play with when I was a little kid popped into my head. So, you know, I thought maybe if we could beef that up, you know, make it a little bit stronger, add some grip to it, it might work. So I ordered like 15 or I think it was actually 50 of them off of eBay. They came with like hearts and Spider-Man and all that stuff on them. So we had to rip them out of the packaging. We ended up double-sided taping them together. And we stacked them.
Oh, yeah, to test and see how strong you could make it.
Yeah, exactly. So that was like our minimum viable product there. And it ended up holding like 200 pounds. We just plasti-dipped the bottom with the spray can, and it worked. So it was crazy. And after that, we ended up winning a couple competitions at the high school and then at like the district level.
Yeah.
And we won, I think it was like $300. And we used that $300 to apply.
Wow, the Illinois school system's really, you know, really splurging on their entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
$300. That gets me, let's see, maybe part of a packaging design. like not even the package. But anyway.
Yeah, we had to be really wise with how we spent.
Yeah, I would say so.
And I think it was like $150 to apply for a provisional patent. So I
there's
did that
half
first.
Of it.
And it's really funny because 22 days after, someone applied for a similar patent, and I don't think they'll be able to get one now, and they're knocking us off, actually.
Well, I was going to say, that's going to go away really quickly with Lori Grenier, Mark Cuban, and Alex Rodriguez. Especially A-Rod, you don't want a dude showing up with a bat. That's no good. That's no bueno.
So we ended up doing that, and then the following year, my senior year of high school, we got a $2,500 grant from Incubator EDU because they wanted, you know, they saw a little bit of success. Yeah. They wanted to see where we could take it. And we used that $2,500 to make a couple more realistic prototypes that looked like
it was something you could actually use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we did a Kickstarter campaign in that like that winter, and we ended up doing, I think it was like $23,000 in the first month with like no advertising, no like experience at all. We just had all of our friends share it on Facebook, and that's how it started. We basically tripled overnight. And it was really cool because at that point we had customers, we had to deliver a product, and we had like a full-fledged company on our hands. And I was like, wow, like this is awesome. This is real. Like, let's do it. And our original delivery date was like, I think, 2 or 3 months out. Ended up taking us 18 months to develop the product to where we needed it to be. I didn't expect for there to be so much stuff in business. You know, it's not even the business stuff that's hard. It's like all the little stuff that comes up and you have to deal with it in the whole process.
And that's the part like that is always impressive to me about the youngsters like yourself who get in this, because I mean, I'm be totally honest, like 19 years old, I was looking where I was going to go. I mean, I'm still looking where I'm going to go drink next, but like that's like all I cared about. You know what I mean? I was like hanging out and like just whatever. Like if you'd have thrown a full-fledged business on my lap, it would have crashed in 2 seconds. Yeah. So like for you to learn that on the fly and experience, which I think is good for you, that you did Kickstarter because it took you through the war real quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. It was like the first kind of crash course in business and getting everything together. And it took, like I said, it took us about 18 months to really get it down because I didn't want to just send out a product. And
which is really smart because the reality, and I don't know if you knew this or obviously you did because you chose to wait, but a lot of people on Kickstarter, one of the reasons their companies go into the crapper quickly is that they feel the pressure of like, well, I said 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and then they throw out a product that people are like, this is crap. And then they don't, not only do they throw it out, but they don't share it with their friends, and then the dream is dead.
Yeah.
You know, so it was very wise of you to just be like, listen, apologies. I'll send you a free t-shirt, but we're not going to send you a product and then watch the weights fall on your head.
Yeah, exactly. And that was thanks to all my mentors. I was feeling the pressure and I didn't know exactly what to do. So I went to them and they advised me. They told me, you know, make sure that the product is right, it's good, and it fulfills exactly what you promised.
Tanush told you to like, well, pour a tea. Let's talk about this over a nice TS to tea.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that, I think. And so, yeah, we just had to kind of under-promise and over-deliver, basically. And that's how, you know, you really surprise your customers, and that's how, you know, it gets going.
Some of the best advice ever for any budding entrepreneurs out there. Well, not even entrepreneurs, business people. And well, actually, I'm going to take this back even a third time. For all human beings out there who want to interact favorably with others, always, always, always under-promise and over-deliver. It's so much better to be thought of a person who's like, wow, what a superstar performer. I set the bar incredibly low. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody, like, you'll be lucky if I get anything done. We're going to lose tons of money. And then I show up with a bankroll, and it's like, oh, look at that. Hey, I did well. And people come back. So, I mean, I think it's amazing to see a 19-year-old already knows that. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to all my mentors. And, yeah, it's definitely been a long learning experience. But it was really cool. So we applied for our patent. We actually applied for a non-provisional patent right after the Kickstarter because we had some money to do that. And we expedited it so we would get it super quick because we knew someone was hot on our heels.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to send anything out before we had a patent issued. And it took us so long to develop that things just, you know, stars aligned, basically. We got our patent issued this past June 2017. Nice. And then we got
good timing.
Yeah. And then we got our first round of inventory in July. And then we sent out, I think it was like 800 orders to 15 different countries. We had like Brazil, Japan, Australia, like Ireland, just all over the map. It was crazy. I don't even know how these people found out about it. And we got a lot of awesome feedback. One of the things is some people just like don't understand that it's not just like a clip on. You got to clip it on, make sure that's on there tight. But yeah, we've been getting awesome feedback. People really like it. And then after we sent out all those orders, I was at the point of like, you know, like, what do I do now? You know, we did a Kickstarter. Like, do we go into a retail store? Do we go to like a distributor? Do we try to sell online? Like, what's next? And Patrick told me, go try to find someone that, you know, might be able to help you, someone that's in the industry already. And I was looking around, but no one was really willing to give me a good deal or something that was going to be fair.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? Figure out when the next Shark Tank casting is. I know you're going to make it on if you get in front of them. Yep. So I'm going to fly you out there on my own dime. So that was on a Friday. I look it up.
Patrick Tanous is such a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's the
man. Brings tea. I don't know if you know this. He brings tea to all of our events. He brought. He sampled out the tea beer they're working on at our Legends event this summer. Patrick's been amazing. So it does not surprise me in the least that he flew you out there. What would surprise me is if he did not try to get you in one of his famous Malik suits. Has he got you in a Malik suit?
That's what I wore to the casting.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah. And their ready to drink is awesome, by the way. I don't know if you've tried it yet.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not, I don't have the patience for like the tea process.
Uh-huh.
So I've been like literally bugging him, trying to like, I want, like, I would absolutely drink tea, but I'm not going to steep as he showed me in his office, like how to steep. I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm steep deep in other stuff to do. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. But we're going to take a break here and then we're going to come back and I want to talk to you a little bit more about sort of the Shark Tank experience. And then let's dive into and do like a live strategy session right here on the show. Let's talk a little bit about what we need to do to get the, not just your product out to the right people, but also what other products we need to develop with the patent you have. So it's going to be an exciting, very, very cool, as Trump would say, very, very cool, very tremendous last half of the show here. I am Scott Catoon. This is Martin Dimitroff of
Snap Clips.
You're listening to WGN Radio AM 720. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. You're sitting here with Martin Dimitroff, famously from Shark Tank, but also more famously from Snap Clips. So we were kind of chatting about his deal with Lori Grenier, Alex Rodriguez, and Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. And I don't want to say overnight success because it's certainly never overnight success. You've been working on this for a while. But the product I'm holding into my hand right now, and you're going to hear the snap, is of the highest quality. It really is one of the coolest products I've seen. And just because of the fact that, like, this is one of those things you're going to walk into like a Target someday. I'm sure Patrick will share with you his Target contacts.
Yeah.
And there's going to be like seven different versions of this, different sizes, different shapes, different things. And you're like, really? Like, this dude invented this little snappy, stupid thing. And it literally, I use it for weights. Then I take it off and I use it for, like, I absolutely could see this as fitness bands. And the next thing you know, you're like wrapping up your Christmas lights, mm-hmm. and then it's bundling phone lines. And it just, there's no limit that I can see to anything that requires a weighty component to hold it down. Like, this is absolutely brilliant. It makes me, I almost don't like you just because this looks so, this looks so cool and so like easy to use. We talked about sort of the making of it and what the process has been like as a kid. And they told you on Shark Tank as part of the deal, you can't drop out of school. So you have seven classes left and you can work on this for a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the Shark Tank process. Like, what is that like? What is it? What was the experience like? What were the nerves like? What has it been like since you've been on the air? Do you have more, you know, did you have a girlfriend before it?
No, not for a while.
Do you have one now? Now that you've been on Shark Tank? What? Well, yeah, get a prenup. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness, like, what has it been like for you to go from nobody, you know, you're literally banging on the doors trying to tell people, like, trust me, give me a minute to, like, tell you. And now it's like, well, as seen on Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, like, listen, we'll have A-Rod call you, no big deal. Like, what is this like?
It was awesome. It's been such a, like, crazy experience. Every week has felt like a month.
Yeah.
Days, like a week. It's awesome. But I've learned so much. I've met so many new people, developed as a person so much more. It's amazing, honestly. I'm so thankful that I've gotten to experience this process.
What was the pitch prep like? Like, I feel like, you know, like I said, we've had a lot of companies on here who've done it. Dude Wipes is another one that's locally. Sean Riley's a friend of mine, who was a Cuban invested company. And, you know, everybody's a little different. Like, you're younger, so there's maybe a little bit more nerves you got to control. Like, your big focus when you walk on stage is like, don't duty in my pants and make sure that, like, this whole thing goes right. Versus like guys like Sean Riley, who, like, the thing's called Dude Products, right? So, I mean, he's able to, like, walk out in sweatpants, be like, yo, bro. And, you know, and he's in. What was it like for you? Like, what were the big concerns for you in your pitch to make sure it went right?
So we could start with, like, before we even had the pitch.
Yeah. Like, we're just, yeah, like, just going through the casting, yeah. Like, the whole deal.
So, Patrick told me about it on Friday, and then I look it up, and it's the following Monday, and it's the last one of the season in Boston. So I call up my best friend. I'm like, hey, I'm coming to pick you up right now. We're driving out to Boston for Shark Tank. And he's like, okay. I'm like, sweet. So we do the 16-hour drive.
Sounds like two young guys that go into Boston. Like, I'm sure that's just a terrible, terrible time. I'm not going to Boston.
Yeah, it was no brainer. We were going to do it regardless. And so we drive out there through the night, barely made it on time, but we ended up being, I think it was eighth in line. And we're getting there, we're ready. I was going in there ready to, like, you know, give them the business. I'm ready to pitch A-Rod and Lori. It was going to be awesome. And they were just kind of looking for, like, the story and, you know, what makes us unique. And so I literally just did what I'm doing now. I just kind of told them about myself, like, off the cuff. And wearing one of Patrick's suits, so I felt really good.
Malik the Taylor suits. You got to give the man some props. Malik the Taylor. He dresses me, too. Not today, but Malik the Taylor is all my suits, all my coats. We're plugging Malik the Taylor, the Hong Kong man who comes into... He does. He's like a mythical figure. He shows up in Chicago. He gets a hotel space, and then he also goes over to Tanusa's office at TS2T and invites like all these entrepreneurs, and they all line up. I swear I'm part of this. They all line up. And everyone just like looks through all of his fabrics at the same time. And he's like doing measurements and everything. And like 6 weeks later, there's a bag full of clothes that shows up on your door.
That's awesome. I got to come into one of those.
Yeah, you need to, you need to be at one of these next ones. Although it'll have to be alcohol free because you're underage. I'm afraid.
Of course.
But anyway, so you're wearing Malik the Taylor suit. And you're going into this pitch to people. Is it in front of like directors, casting people?
I think it's like the casting producers or...
So they have no investment background?
No. It's just like they're like all the TV people. So you got to impress them with like your story and what makes you different and that. So yeah, you know, I'm in there. I'm drenched because it was so hot outside. We're running down the street with like 45-pound plates and a barbell trying to get there on time because we were running late. And I'm just in there. I show them the patent. I give them the story, you know, how it started in high school, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think I did that well, actually. I was kind of disappointed with how I did, and then ended up hearing back 2 weeks later, and they're like, hey, we loved what we saw. We want to see more. I'm like, awesome. And then I had to send them like videos, pictures, releases, non-disclosure contracts, everything. That was in – we auditioned in July, and then we heard back in August, and then the whole process from there took like a month, and then we ended up getting flown out in September on the 10th, and – that was awesome. They flew us out to LA, got us a hotel and everything. We got to see the sights, you know, Venice Beach, the observatory, downtown LA, Malibu. We did a lot of stuff.
Surprised we came back. I'm surprised you're back here.
Yeah, it was beautiful out there.
I bet.
But I love Chicago. It's amazing here. Really.
So unfortunately, we only have a minute left here, but I want to just touch on like from a founder standpoint, you know, one of the lessons that and hopefully this is valuable to you and anyone else listening. You're going to be getting a ton, and you're already getting a ton of people pulling on you. And you've got high, you know, assuming the deal flushes out, you've got very high level investors who are with you. The one piece of advice I can give you from every founder we've ever talked to is you've got to be able to figure out a way to manage the daily operations of this, but you've got to carve out a period, a space in your head to start looking at the next applications for this. You already are looking at those applications, but start already like now, but don't tell anybody. Just start working on designs and creating the actual, like, what, how much money would it take to make this? What is the market potential for it? And then go to your investors, go to Cuban and those guys and go, listen, I've already lined up. This is what the product's going to look like. Here's who's going to manufacture it. If there's anyone out here right now listening who's a manufacturer, reach out to us, 312-981-7200. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. I'll pass it on to Snap Clips. Make sure that you put everything together in a perfect way so that you can put it in front of them. And they just have to hit go. Because the one thing that crushes businesses like this and younger people who've never been through this is they get caught up in the business that is today and they forget about that you're building a business for tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I really appreciate that advice. I think that's 100% correct.
Best of luck. This is amazing. Where can people go to actually get the Snap Clips?
Snapclips.com.
Very cool. Martin, this is amazing. Great job.